It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
We care. It's good, and it's coming in hot right now. Okay, so she got a $140,000 Porsche for her birthday, but here's the thing. She's never even driven a car. Talking about J-Lo.
What the hell? What is that?
Hey, put it on park.
Oh, my God. I've never had a car like this.
I don't understand how J-Lo has never driven a car.
It's like blowing my mind. Okay, so Jennifer Lopez, she shared that video, titled it A Day in My Life, My Birthday. Her man, A-Rod, her fiance, surprised her with a brand new Porsche, $140,000 car, and she was so shocked, and she's like, what? I've never driven a car. She doesn't even probably know how to, but that is very shocking. I mean, J-Lo, hello.
I mean, is it because she grew up in New York?
She's Jenny from the block.
Yeah, she's from the block. She's never driven because she lived on the block. She could just walk a couple more blocks to get to the grocery store.
But she's always like, I'm so down. I'm not like, you know, bougie.
Who scares you more driving a car, Jennifer Lopez or Cardi B? Because both of those scare me that they could be on the streets at any time in New York City.
But J-Lo also doesn't, she does a spokesperson deal for Fiat.
You have to drive, Mackenzie. Doesn't mean you have to drive.
I guess. Ariana Grande, do we think she drives?
You don't think she does at all?
Not
ever?
A chance. She was a child star.
Oh, that's
not
true.
A chance.
She's had a driver probably most of the time. Well, her new song, Boyfriend, is coming out. She's been teasing it. It's out this Friday. We have a quick little snip for you right now. And that's all you get.
That's it?
The little tease.
I thought Porkchop didn't get all the audio.
No, that's all we got.
Can I hear it again? I mean, what is that?
That's a tease. That's all you get. Boyfriend is released this Friday. So, I mean, we don't have to wait that long.
Is she running out of titles for songs? Break up with your boyfriend.
Boyfriend. There's going to be a theme here. I cannot wait for that. I also can't wait for this. Were you guys fans of 90210? There was like the original 90210.
I'm a hater. And then, I know, I'm so sorry.
And then there was another 90210 that came out, like on CW. Now there's another one with the OG cast. And guess who just joined it? Denise Richards.
What do I feel like? You're a huge 90210 fan.
Oh, yes. I was devastated when Luke Perry passed because Dylan McKay forever. Yes.
He was on Riverdale.
Yeah, he was on Riverdale.
I knew him from Riverdale.
Gorgeous. So, and it's going to be sad, but this is cool. This is like the whole cast is there. Tori Spelling, Jason Priestley, and now Denise Richards is interesting in the mix. Now that premieres August 7th, 9 p.m. on Fox. So be on the lookout. I'll definitely be watching. Okay, there's major beef. Wendy Williams says Bow Wow's body shaming will not shut her up. So Wendy Williams, Bow Wow, they've been exchanging insults ever since he dissed, basically he dissed Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wendy was sticking up for Sierra and was like, Bow Wow's so sure. And then Bow Wow just fired back, body shaming Wendy Williams. She like tweeted out a picture of her in a bikini. So this beef, it just keeps a brewing.
Listen, I'm not a huge Wendy Williams fan, but I don't think you should change people for their body. But it's like, I don't know. You hit him high, you hit him low. Like, she made fun of his height, so he went after her body. Are they different? Because they're both body shaming, right?
Right, because I've never really heard of height shaming, but I guess she was making fun of him for being short. Wendy Williams is extremely tall.
Well, and her boobs are extremely large, too. But I'm not body shaming. I'm just saying, wow. I mean, wow.
So who would win in a cage fight?
Oh, Wendy Williams. She would.
Are you joking?
Oh, between Bow Wow and Wendy Williams, no doubt about it. She'd hit him with his boobs in the face and
she's
knock him out.
She's way too top heavy. She would just keep falling forward. It'd be easy. He could literally just push her and she'd fall face forward.
Hey, help! It's like a turtle except on their back, just on her front.
I would like to watch it. I'd be into that. So that's your garbage. And coming up next, who was spotted making out hot and heavy in Miami? That's next hour.
All right. Thank you so much, Mackenzie, with the garbage this morning here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.